Okay, well, let's talk about hospital pricing transparency. This is, honestly, I can think of discussions surrounding this going back probably 20 years. It is certainly not a new issue. Tell me a little bit about the bill and why you think there might be an opening for this to pass in what's left of this session.
So the hospital price transparency bill is pretty simple. It requires all of our hospitals in the state to publish on their website in an area that actually creates a button on the main page so that anybody that has what we call a shoppable service, so like an MRI or an X-ray, blood work, anything that's essentially a non-emergency service that they need to get done, they can find out ahead of time what the price will be and shop a little bit and try to save some money. So that's what this bill does. It requires this to be done. There's already been an executive order which requires the hospitals to have a link on their website, but it's pretty difficult to find, and not every hospital is in compliance. So we are trying to simplify that and codify it, putting it into law so that everybody can know when they're going and they're getting these services done, how much it's going to cost in advance, instead of finding out when they get a bill in a month or two.
How about, as an example, an elective surgery, say a knee replacement? Now, there are various components to that other than just the day that you go in to surgery. I mean, obviously there's tests that have to be administered, and there are medications that might be, you know, there's more than one part of that, more than one moving part. Would those be applicable as well?
There are parts that would be, certainly. It's going to depend on what is required. So there's a list that is kept by CMS that says what all of the shoppable services are that would need to be published. So any of those components that would be available to be published, you could put together and create the best possible outcome for yourself. But not every service would be included, because there are certain things that are super complex that are handled by specialists, et cetera, or emergency services. This is the simple, like blood work, MRIs, X-rays, things that can wait, things that are shoppable, and things that we can go to different places and say, you know what, it's cheaper here, so I'm going to go here. Or I'm going to pay the price at the hospital I always go to, because that's the surgical team I'm familiar with. Any of the one-offs and smaller components may look a little bit differently, but this gets about 80% of all services handled by hospitals would be captured under this bill.
The other question I have is, that's great for New Berlin, the greater Milwaukee metro area, Dane County, Green Bay, Brown County, you know, southeast Wisconsin. But in more rural parts of the state, options are going to be limited. Not really a lot of opportunity to shop around, say, if you're in Cumberland or Park Falls. But I guess the idea is that people would still know ahead of time how much it's going to cost. Yeah,
that's exactly the point. They may not have many options to choose from, but at least they'll be able to plan for how much it's going to cost instead of finding out afterwards.
How confident are you that this is going to get to the floor in both chambers and get to the governor's desk?
We're pushing it. You know, you mentioned this is not a new concept. The lobbying effort in opposition to this is strong, and I don't understand it, quite frankly. I just don't understand why they don't want to participate. You know, we hear a couple of different arguments. One is that, well, it would be too expensive for us to implement. And then the other is, well, we're already compliant with the federal. Well, which is it, right? At the end of the day, we're trying to look out for consumers. There's no other industry where you purchase a service or a product and then find out how much it costs afterwards. We're just trying to make it fair. And at the end of the day, you know, in politics, when it comes to an issue, it is so rare that you find an issue where almost everybody agrees. We've done surveys, we've done polling. There are plenty of national organizations that have done surveys and polling on this. this absolutely crosses party lines. It crosses boundaries for every political type that you can imagine. We did a survey. It was 97% of the people agreed that this just makes sense and this should be the law of the land. National surveyors and pollsters have it anywhere between 90 and 95%. And still, the people in opposition come in third place. It's usually 90, 95% agree. A significant ago, I don't know enough. And then there's people that are in opposition. I mean, there's no issue out there that polls this well, because it does. It just makes sense. And at the end of the day, it truly helps people when times are difficult. It's very helpful to know what to expect for any kind of unexpected expense.
Senator, I've got plenty to go with. Anything relevant to this I haven't asked you about?
No. I appreciate the questioning and really appreciate you bringing up the fact that this has been around for a long time. We just got to get it done.